Hey guys, this is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa.
Welcome to yet another episode of the Leaner Stronger podcast.
On today's episode, we're going to be covering the difference between a very important topic that we're currently exploring, which is, are you committed to your goal or are you simply just interested in achieving your results? So what do we mean by that? We mean, do you actually know what it takes to get to your goal? Have you really uncovered what's required? What are the sacrifices that you need to be able to trade off to get to your goal? Or are you simply just interested in that end goal and maybe you're coming along for the ride, but you haven't really pulled it apart to understand, okay, these are the sacrifices that I make. This is the type of training that I need to achieve. This is the type of commitment that is really involved to be able to see that end result.
Yeah, a lot of things sound really good when you kind of talk it through on your mind, but then it takes a whole new step from being able to then translate that thought into reality. And in today's episode, we're really going to cover a three-step solution that's going to really help you to transform that idea of wanting to achieve something into actual reality. Yeah. So could we first define, like, what exactly, let's give a bit of an example of how does this problem that we're talking about, how does this present itself in one's life? In particular, if we're speaking about the goal of wanting to improve your body composition.
So I think a lot of people have a strong goal when they, especially when they first come to the gym, they just want to get some visible abs. But perhaps they haven't really identified and unpacked what it really means to be able to have visible abs, like what that kind of looks like for their particular body type, maybe how much body fat is required to be able to get to that level of having visible abs. And then from there, working backwards, it's like, okay, well, how many sessions do I need to commit to every week to be able to achieve that goal? And how hard do I actually need to train and show up in those sessions to achieve that goal? Which also means that if you're training that hard, you need to be able to recover and pay attention to things like macronutrient level, calorie intake. Are you actually committed enough to show up in all those different aspects of your life, potentially and most likely make a few social sacrifices, comfort sacrifices, so that you can end up with visible abs all year round?
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful summary of that. And now what we're going to cover is three solutions that we think are going to really attack the root cause of the problem and are really going to help you with this. So number one is to kind of realize that, well, first of all, everyone's goal is not to get visible abs. And although a lot of people do say that, but it doesn't have to be everyone's goal. But let's say that your goal is to get visible abs. I think you really nailed it on the head in that you kind of need to appreciate that to get from kind of like not looking that great, like having quite a bit of body fat on you, getting to lean but still not quite visible abs, like lean and healthy, the stuff that you need to do to get from like unhealthy and quite a bit of body fat to healthy but still like can see the outline of the abs but can't quite see the like absolutely diced and shredded abdominals that you can see on Instagram every single day, like to get from that to absolute diced and shredded abdominals, that is another whole, it's an exponential increase in meticulousness and effort that needs to go into place. And with that meticulousness and effort comes sacrifice. And you need to have the conversation with yourself, is this actually the right goal for me? Am I willing to make the sacrifices that go into getting to that Instagram physique that, by the way, actually isn't even real in most instances? People don't look like that all year round. They just get into that shape one time and get a shitload of photos or videos done and then drip feed, and then it kind of looks like that. Because the reality is, like, that kind of sucks, to that kind of life, in a way, like to get to that point. There's not much drinking, there's not much staying out all night, there's not much like eating out multiple times a week. Maybe a little bit here and there you can incorporate those things. But for the most part, it's going to be like hard training 4 to 5 days a week, 8 to 9 hours of sleep every single night, not missing meals, being really, really accurate with your nutrition counts. Are you willing to do that? And for a lot of people, the answer is, fuck no, I got other shit in my life that I really enjoy. And that's totally fine. That's totally okay. But what that means is that you just need to shift the goalpost a little bit.
Totally. And I think if you shift that goalpost, you're probably going to have less, you know, expectation on yourself, which generally means, you know, if you're not achieving that expectation, you're probably having low self-esteem because you're like, fuck, I'm failing at this. Like, why can't I achieve this? I suck. My body's got blah, 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 excuses come up.
It does. Training doesn't work for me.
Yeah, that's it. But the reality is that you've probably just chosen a goal that's far too in the distance and doesn't really relate to, and let's kind of like transition into some of these three solutions that we're going to have for you. So the first one would be that perhaps the goal that you've chosen doesn't actually align with what you value most in life. And I think that's a really big one that that we try to focus on, is because if you value something in your life and it means a lot to you, then 9 times out of 10, the follow through is going to be a lot easier because it's ranked quite highly on in what you value in life, and therefore there's not going to be that resistance to want to achieve the behaviors that are associated with that value.
Exactly. So it happens automatically.
Totally. You know, like for us, it is a value of our in our life that we want to nourish our bodies with healthy, nutritious food. And so showing up every day and having like our 2 serves of fruit and 5 serves of veggies, like that's really easy for us because one of our biggest values is to have a healthy, nutritious intake.
Yeah, but again, like, I think, what does that give you? What does that give us to have a healthy, nutritious intake? Well, it gives me more energy so that I can feel good every day, so that I can help other people. So I have a ton of energy so that I can help other people achieve their goals and improve themselves on their wellness journey or whatever. Another example could be is because I have kids and I want to be able to show up as a parent, be as present as possible. I want my kids to be able to get the most out of their schooling and physical activity, so they need to be nourished as well. So now it's like, oh, holy shit. Like, the reason why I'm putting this effort into this food, it's not just to get six-pack abs, because like that's a little bit shallow, but it's actually like, holy shit, like we just went like a couple layers deeper to like much more powerful stuff. Let alone talking about things, you know, why do you exercise? Like, yes, exercising for a lot of people initially, it is that, ooh, exercise is going to help me to maybe, you know, change my body. I'm going to gain more confidence. I'm going to do all of these things. But then again, getting a little bit deeper, well, what's actually like probably some of the most like valuable stuff that comes from exercise is like you're gonna have more energy, you're gonna be able to enjoy the people in your life and the activities that you love more because you can do them better, but also you can do them for many more years and you're gonna be there for people who are important in your life.
Totally.
So these are some examples of some conversations and questions that you might be asking to yourself later today. Writing things down longhand on paper is a really good idea. Like, what is it that I'm actually trying to achieve from training and why? And don't be satisfied with the first thing that comes into your head because I want to look shredded. Like, don't be satisfied with that, but go a little bit deeper. What is that going to allow you to do? Okay, then what is that going to allow you to do?
Yeah, and 9 times out of 10, if you keep going a little bit deeper and pulling back the onion, a lot of these like value roads, they actually all end up leading to like health and like giving your body like nutritious food and giving it, I guess, feeding it more energy so that you can do all the things that are on your values list. Because at the end of the day, like, this is the machinery, right? This is like, this is what's going to be able to give you sustenance to be able to push forward and do all the things that you want to do in life. Whoop. Got excited there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So getting, yeah, linking back to your values, guys. That's the first thing that we're going to
That's the first step. The second step that we already actually kind of covered, but we went in a backwards order, is to choose the right goal for what you're actually willing to sacrifice. You know, don't choose the goal that, like, you're just not willing to make the sacrifices. You, in your value system, these other things are higher in your value system. So now that you know your value system, because you've gone through step one, now you can much better make these decisions of like, okay, what do I actually want to achieve here? And am I willing to make these sacrifices? And are those sacrifices contradicting my other values and these things that I hold even more important? If for you, friends, spending time with friends, family, and you know, going out and socializing, if that is really, really high up in your social hierarchy, then maybe like being six-pack shredded abs, like, that ain't gonna cut it. Like, that's just not gonna be feasible for you.
Totally. Yeah. That's, I think that's really good. So, you know, if you're not also sure about whether or not your goal is achievable or not, or whether like what's required, that's where it's gonna be really great to have somebody like a coach or someone who's been in that stage before to give you a bit of an idea of, okay, what is actually realistic? Because sometimes if you've never been there, you actually don't know. And if you're only getting your kind of ideas from Instagram, like, and you're seeing six packs all the time, and that's the reality that's feeding your consciousness, then you're probably going to think, okay, well, if I do what they do and do what they say, then yep, that's what's going to happen. But the reality is that there's a little bit more to the recipe.
Yeah. Well, that does take us to the third step, the third solution here, which is to, now that you've identified your value system, now that you've identified a goal that you're willing to sacrifice for, now to get to that goal, really the biggest piece that's missing from the puzzle is to have a system and have a plan to get there. And by the way, we're not saying that it's absolutely impossible to have six-pack abs all year round and still be able to enjoy this socializing and all these other things that are important in your life. It just means that you've got to follow a really good system, as a, for instance, the Leaner Stronger system that you can get from our Leaner Stronger coaching program. Shameless plug. But it's just the reality. And, you know, having a coach that can give you that accountability and help you to choose those right goals for you and give you that support along the way, like, that is absolutely super important.
Mm.
What if you don't want to have a coach, though? Like, what if you're just someone like, no, you know, okay, I get it. Like, you've spent years, like, studying all this stuff and practicing it and honing in your system with real people. But I just want to follow my own thing. Like, I just want to make my Excel sheet and just pull up, like, random articles from bodybuilding.com and some random shit that I got from YouTube over here. And I've put it into my own little Google sheet here. And I just want to follow this. So what would be our advice to those people who are still, you know, want to do that?
Well, if that's your choice, then I would say that you need to have some sort of accountability system to your system. If you're not going to hire somebody, if you're not going to have a coach, then you actually have to be that person for yourself and kind of be a little bit more subjective, take yourself out of your perfect little plan
mm-hmm.
and have a system that can be a little bit more critical to be like, okay, I'm going to reflect on this. I'm going to see what's working, what's not working. And then I'm going to give myself the next stage to be able to make sure that, okay, well, that's working. Keep doing that. And kind of keep following that system.
That's it. Some kind of like checks and balances
system
needs to be in place. Am I, you know, have some measurements in place? Like, am I actually making progress in the thing that I actually want to progress in?
Mm-hmm.
Measure your training, all these types of things.
Yeah.
Take some photos, measure your body weight, how your clothes are fitting, if we're talking specifically about body composition. Are you actually making progress? If you are, then great. Maybe your Google Sheet system is just perfect, then it's working absolutely fine. But if you kind of find yourself stuck and you're like, the tires are just like spinning in the mud, usually just hitting the accelerator harder while the tire is already spinning in the mud is usually a pretty bad idea, because you just get deeper bogged down into the mud. And yeah, you might just need to follow a different kind of a system with a whole new level of structure, education, support, and accountability, like you can get from our Lean and Stronger coaching program. So to summarize our solutions to the problem of having a mismatch between what you are interested in achieving and what you can commit to. Number one solution is to take a look at your value system. Write it out longhand on pen and paper tonight. What are important things in your life, and how can you tie fitness and health and your specific goal to that value system? Step number two is to make sure that the goal that you set for yourself is something that you can, is actually realistic for you, and that you're willing to make the sacrifices, and that it's not contradictory to your value system. And then the third step is to follow a system. And if you don't follow a system and don't have a coach, then you need to have a system that keeps you accountable to your own system. Just make sure it's not one of those systems that keeps the tires spinning in the mud, because that's not good.
No.
All right. Love it. I hope that you found this episode useful. If you have, would you please share it with someone who would also love hearing it? If you have any questions, reach out on Instagram at Coach Puru, at Coach Teresa West. Send me an email on hello@coachpuru.com. Would absolutely love it if you left us a rating and a review on whatever platform that you're consuming this content from. Thank you so much for your watchership and listenership.
Yep, that'll do.
Hope you have an absolutely fantastic rest of the day. This is Coach Puru.
Coach Teresa.
Let's do this.